In the southern Iraqi city of Karbala, most locals still welcome U.S. soldiers. It's a rare example of things going right in America's troubled occupation of Iraq. Karbala's residents celebrated the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, who long oppressed the city's Shia population. But even in Karbala, anti-American discontent is growing, as are attacks against U.S. forces. Kate Seeley visited Karbala and filed this report.
Seated on the back of an army truck, Lance Corporal Edwin Sapone keeps his M16 trained on the street. You always have to be on the alert, he says. Still, the 20-year-old Marine from La Puente, California, says he enjoys patrolling Karbala because the people are so cooperative.
Supposedly, this town is the most secure town in all of Iraq. And I guess because of the people, it has to do with the people here. They help us out a lot. They tell us where everything is. The people here like us a lot, and we like the people.
Sapone and his six colleagues patrol the city by foot and vehicle. Some adults wave as they pass. Children cheer. Later, they set up several checkpoints. A young Iraqi man shrugs as he's patted down during a routine inspection.
We need security. It's better for us when they do these searches.
The Marines who control Karbala admit they're fortunate compared to their army colleagues in Baghdad and areas north and west of the capital. There, soldiers come under daily attack from insurgents. Here, the ugliest it gets for American Marines is mediating local disputes. Captain Trent Gibson stresses that his men have worked hard to bring peace and security to the city.
It's just about the interaction. We're friendly. We're people just like they are. We know the universal language of a smile. We can interact with their children as well as their adults. We just don't take an overtly aggressive posture. You know, we're here to do a job, but we're not here to impose our will on anyone unless that person is trying to adversely affect our forces.
Lieutenant Colonel Matt Lopez commands the nearly 1,200-strong force in Karbala. He says the Marines quickly realize the importance of communicating closely with its citizens.
If there had to be one thing that has really led to our success, is making sure the people of the city know why we're doing the things we're doing, that we're here to help them, and that we're very interested in their future.
This morning, he and members of the Karbala City Council prepared to tape a program for broadcast on local TV. Surrounded by city council members, Lopez, a Chicago native, addresses the camera.
It's an honor to share with you many of the accomplishments that the city council and coalition forces have accomplished over the last week.
Among the accomplishments, improving several hospitals, repairing schools, creating hundreds of jobs, and working to fix the electricity outages. Lopez says his forces have also made a conscious effort to respect religious sensitivities in this town of some 500,000. That's especially important in a city where several of the most revered Shia figures are buried. Muhammad Kadhim sells bolts of bright cloth across from the gold-dome shrine of Imam Hussein. At 11 p.m., his shop is still open, something unheard of in crime-ridden Baghdad. He agrees that the Americans have generally been culturally sensitive and accommodating of the city's demands.
Everything we've asked for, they have done, and they have never insulted the people's feelings.
But he says the main reason U.S. forces have had an easy time here is because Karbala has always been a relaxed and peaceful city, and a relatively prosperous one, he adds, unlike other Shia towns. Thousands of Iranian pilgrims flock to the shrines here, spending heavily in shops, hotels, and restaurants. But local doctor Saad Baghdadi says not everyone is benefiting from tourism, and discontent is growing.
And everybody is saying they are suffering, and they may burst. Because, you know, he wants water for his children. He wants electricity, and he's don't have work.
And there are other ominous signs. Insurgents recently fired mortars at one of the U.S. military bases here. No one was injured, and the Marines say the attackers are known to have come from the northern town of Fallujah, the site of frequent anti-American assaults. The deputy mayor of Karbala, Abdulaziz al-Nasrawi, says pro-Saddam loyalists have tried to lure local tribes into joining the resistance. Nasrawi says the tribes rejected them, but if economic hardships continue, he says, tribe members could change their mind.
There are many problems here, and America works so slowly. We needed to hurry and deal with them.
Nasrawi worries that if the U.S. doesn't hurry to meet local needs, the peace and goodwill in Karbala may be short-lived. Kate Seeley, NPR News.